Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter, recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss the exchange rate and the outlook for the economy. Here's an excerpt of that interview.
What would be your case for what is called right valuation?
Well, I think for Jamaica, just being very practical, we did have an overvalued currency.
Well, overvalued?
Yes. Mm. An adjustment has been necessary. And that adjustment was necessary to help to compensate for the fact that our inflation rate in Jamaica, prices here were rising faster by quite a lot than the prices in our trading partner countries. Mm-hmm. So an adjustment has been necessary to compensate for that. That adjustment has happened in a major way in the mm-hmm. last 18 months to 2 years. Uh-huh. And so the worst aspects of that are behind us.
And so we should not be seeing an aggressive movement in our exchange rate. That's what you are saying.
I think when we, starting with the fact that our exchange market is a market-determined rate, rather. The rate is determined by buyers and sellers in a market. It's very open, and we publish the what we call the exchange rate in Jamaica mm-hmm. is the average of all of the buyers and the sellers, and we publish that every day. So it's a very open market, and that makes sure that we are counting every trade. Having said that, that it's market determined, its adjustment, its the depreciation that we've seen should slow, has been slowing relative to last year, relative to the year before, because we are seeing lower and lower domestic inflation. Mm-hmm. Bank of Jamaica is very focused on keeping that inflation rate down. It's still higher than we would like it to be, but it has come out last year below our target range, which we were very encouraged by. And this year, so far, inflation is coming out at the low end.
Which is what?
Of our range. Well, inflation last month was just put out by Statin at 0.1% for the month of June.
Annualized, that would be?
Annualized for the 12 months, that's 8%.
8%.
Which is right in the middle of the range that we've projected for the full fiscal year to come. Uh-huh. But for the first quarter, the first 3 months of this fiscal year, 0.1 in June, similarly low figures, we've seen for the whole quarter, for the fiscal year so far, 0.8%. Mm-hmm. So the 7-9% that we expect when the full year unfolds, mm-hmm. the remaining 9 months added to this, this gives us a good reason to expect that we will come within our range or nearer to the bottom of it.
Yes. Governor, the $800 million that the government has raised, this will give greater confidence in the market and greater stability in the exchange rate, you would say?
Well, I think it does a number of things. I mean, first, it is a very positive signal of the strong international or external investors'
confidence
in Jamaica. And that, I think, is a very good validation, helpful validation of all the hard work mm-hmm. and the sacrifice that Jamaica has been making mm-hmm. in this year. And it's a tangible evidence of it. But yes, it certainly on the monetary side eases concerns about the NIR.
Yes.
You know, this must put any speculation mm-hmm. or concern about that behind. Having adequate reserves or more puts you in a stronger position so people perceive the strength behind what you say. And that's very, very useful.
Yes.
And I think it's a powerful signal on the monetary side. But on the fiscal side, it's very important because what it does, it gives the government funds to now essentially repay debt, which is consistent with their debt strategy. Mm-hmm. It lowers their interest costs because this was a good coupon rate relative to what they're going to be repaying, mm-hmm. good interest rate.
Yes.
So interest costs fall, which further improves the fiscal balance, creates more fiscal space so the government can turn towards the things that we know we need to have done, government should do for us mm-hmm. in terms of investment and capital spending and so on. So that's good. But also it has addressed the question of, it has met the financing needs of the government for this fiscal year.
Yes.
And even into next fiscal year.
Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.